This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready? You gonna say it with me? Here it comes. Hey, yo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to Time Out with Eric Slaughter. It's a Sunday, 2 o'clock. Live here in the Kia Studios. I'm going to be with you for the next I got the full four today, as Chris Thomas would say. 4 hours. I'm here to 6 o'clock. At 6, we'll turn it over to our guy, Grant McCauley, and from the Diamond. But from then until now, from now until then, shall I say, it's me and you and Dom. And we're going to chop this thing up. Hope everybody's having a great Labor Day weekend. It's so beautiful outside. It's just wonderful. Thankfully, no rain. It's only like medium warm temperatures because there's people in the park. There's people everywhere. There's big festivals going on. It's a great time of year. Big weekend in sports. Big weekend in sports. Congratulations, Atlanta United, getting a 1-0 victory over Nashville SC late last night up in Music Town. What do they call them? Nashville? Music City, something like that. We had our own Music City Miracle. I'm sure those boys had a good time last night on Broadway and having a good time. Then they came back. I doubt they would have came back late last night. Hopefully they had a chance to enjoy themselves up there in Music City. So congratulations to the Five Stripes. You heard that call, of course, right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. I think the Five Stripes get a weekend off next week. I'm looking at the play-by-play for next week, and I do not see Five Stripes on the list. They did not come back to the 13th. Dom Taroski is here with me again. What's going on with you, bud? So, yeah, are they off next week? They don't come back until they have a home match on Saturday the 13th against Columbus Crew. Because next week is all college football and NFL here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. So, the Five Stripes get a little some time off, and
they get to enjoy the win.
Yeah, now I'll say nothing like having some time off coming off a W. You know, you come off an L, all you think about is what we could have did, what we should have did, what we would have did. But you come off that W, you're actually saying to yourself, man, I wish we could get back on this pitch. But, you know, take some time, get everybody healthy. Columbus Crew is a quality team. So the next match they have back here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium will definitely be a big deal. That's one of those weekends, well, no. So the Falcons will be out of town that week. So a lot of times it's crazy. And I give a big shout out to the productions team at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I was a part of that team for a long time. On those weekends where they have Atlanta United and Falcons back to back, I mean, they pretty much live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium that time because you got to, you know, get that field ready. You got to get all that stuff cleaned up and ready to go. And you got to, if you ever see the deliveries that come into a professional sports venue. You're talking about the cups, the napkins, all the food, the trucks that come into a professional sports venue to get them ready for a weekend of entertaining a couple hundred thousand sports fans. Now, think about it. I didn't realize it. Shame on me. As in about 1 hour, Virginia Tech and South Carolina will kick off at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Chick-fil-A kickoff weekend. There was actually two games in Atlanta this weekend. I didn't even realize it because I think it's been like, you know, some years Chick-fil-A will have two games. Some years they'll have one game. So this year was a two-game weekend at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So after having 75, 80,000 or whatever it was in there yesterday, they'll have another 75, 80,000 today. That's a lot of beer sales. That's a lot of chicken sales. That's a lot of chicken tenders and hot dogs and Coca-Cola. I mean, it's a big deal to keep that stadium and all the stadiums around the country. I mean, Jerry's World, the Hard Rock Stadium down there in Miami, all those stadiums that have these big kickoff weekends and have games and things like that, they do a lot of work. So just a big business, and what a great weekend. I mean, I was watching ESPN when I got off last night, watching one of the college football reaction shows, and the anchor was just like, realize this, we've been having games since Thursday night college football, Friday night college football, Saturday was the busiest day in the memory of college football. We got a couple games today, and it'll finish out on Monday with the Belichick Bowl. We talked all about the Belichick Bowl yesterday. How many people are looking forward to seeing Bill Belichick's debut as the head coach of North Carolina? He gets Monday night all to himself. He's used to playing on Monday nights. He knows about that. And they'll take on Texas Christian. I hope Texas Christian puts the smack of down on them, because nobody, who in this town, if you're a true Atlantean, if you are true to this town, not those ones who moved here from New England, but anybody really in this town want to see Bill Belichick be successful at the University of North Carolina? No. We hope a real Falcons fan like myself, I straight hope North Carolina goes 2-10 this year. Something crazy. 5-7 at the best. They definitely they can't get 6 wins. I don't want to see Bill Belichick in a bowl game. This is the Belichick Bowl tomorrow. That's all we got. I don't want to see him playing football late in December. You know, of course, if you're 6-6, you're playing on like the 15th or the 16th. You're not getting a late December game, but 5-7, that's what they get. No bowl game for Bill Belichick in North Carolina. I'm not, nothing against the young athletes at North Carolina. This is all about your head coach. You knew when you decided to play in North Carolina for this controversial head coach, and it's been controversial, can't say nothing else, that this was going to be part of the process. Your coach is going to get hated on by a lot of fans and a lot of buildings. You got to deal with it. Happens at other schools too. You know, I mean, how many people right now, and I mean just, man, I don't know, whoever the University of Texas Longhorns play next week, y'all in for some trouble. The University of Texas is going to come out next week on such a mission. Arch Manning is going to be so focused this week coming to shutting everybody up, because this dude is getting ridiculed everywhere. Social media is eating this guy alive after one game. After one game of not looking very good, because he didn't, he is getting called all kinds of busts, all kinds of overhyped, over kinds of not living up to the name, you know, all kinds of stuff. My uncles ain't going to talk to me this week. You know, thank God my daddy has no choice but talk to me. Grandpa said, don't call me, forget my number. They just riding this guy. It was one game. How can you lose all the hype, all the everything in one game? Well, he has done it. I mean, there was one chain on Instagram saying that, see, you should have picked Georgia. This wouldn't have happened. Because remember, 3 years ago, during his recruitment, it came down to two schools, Texas and Georgia, according to all the reports. And he chose Texas over Athens. Wouldn't have had this problem. You know, you wouldn't have been on the losing side twice last year, even though you didn't start those games. We did beat you twice. Probably, we don't know what happened. Would he have been, you know, think about it. Both Georgia and Texas broke in new starting quarterbacks yesterday. If Arch Manning would have chose University of Georgia instead of University of Texas, would he have been the signal caller? Gunnar Stockton probably was coming regardless. He was a hometown kid, grew up loving University of Georgia, wasn't going to change his mind even if Arch Manning did show up. Could Gunnar Stockton have beat Arch Manning out to be QB1 this year? We don't know. But Gunnar Stockton did his thing. Gunnar Stockton had two on the ground. I think he had one more in the air. Actually, he had two in the air. Two on the ground, two in the air. Counted for four touchdowns. All of a sudden, his name is being brought up as a possible player of the year candidate. One game. One game. Keep it going. I mean, he gets another, you know, just cream puff next week when the Bulldogs will play Austin Peay. But they will really get their schedule going in week three when they go to Knoxville to play Tennessee. And speaking of Tennessee, their ex-quarterback, and I don't know how to say his name. I ain't even going to practice how to say his name. You know what I'm talking about. Eco, Nico, Rico, something like that. Nico, Rico, Pico. You know, it was ugly is what it was. He's all over social media like, I'm sorry. I'll be better, UCLA. I know y'all have high standards. What's going on, though? Nico,
yeah,
Rico.
I was just laughing at
you. How you say it? Yamaluva?
I even struggle with his last name. It's Nico.
Nico, I can't play quarterback. That's
Nico,
what it is.
I am. It's like,
I am not good.
Yabba.
Nico, I am not good. Nico, I had a bad day. Nico,
yeah.
Nico,
yeah.
I thought I was worth $4 million. How about that, Nico? Tennessee won yesterday. Looked good winning yesterday. You went out in UCLA, laid an egg in your first game.
Beat off of them by Utah.
Are they getting a refund for that money UCLA gave? Nico, I didn't have a good game.
Nah.
Nico, I can't play quarterback. Nico, you and your little – did they sell – because his little brother's there with him, right? His little brother's like his backup or something like that. Nico and Rico, whoever the little brother is, y'all need to go and get back in the portal because we done with y'all. If Nico gets benched after one game, that probably won't happen. But that would be the funniest story in college football. You know, how many quarterbacks that had bad game ones are going into practice on Monday or Tuesday and be like, yeah, we're going to make a change? Nah, not happening in Georgia. Not happening at Georgia Tech either. Georgia Tech still should be. I told everybody yesterday, with Florida State upsetting Alabama, and then I thought maybe Clemson would beat LSU at home. I tell you, I guess that is why Clemson is in the state that they're in. They need to make a change at coach. Okay, I know Dabo Sweeney brought y'all two national championships, but he refuses to adopt to the new way of college football thinking, and his program is on the decline. And LSU, shouts out to Brian Kelly, shouts out because his seat's definitely was a little high. You better test it before you sit down on it. He came in there last night. His defense balled out, and he definitely has bought himself some repage for now. Because as soon as he loses a big game,
he bought himself a few weeks.
Yeah, you know, he bought himself a little bit of time. He got to keep that thing going. Now, Garrett Nussmeier, is that how you say it?
Garrett Nussmeier.
Nussmeier, thank you. He looked good. He looked good. I mean, if you go out on different platforms right now, they're already saying this man is going to be number one pick in next year's draft after one game.
He looked really good. And also, LSU totally got screwed on that one throw that he made that was incredible.
Yeah.
That was snagged. That should have been called a touchdown.
Now, a funny story is, and I guess this would happen, I guess somebody asked him about the fact that, hey, if you're the number one pick in the draft, you might get picked by the New Orleans Saints. You can go play for your dad. And he said, no, that's okay. I don't need to do that. I'll go somewhere else. That was funny. That was funny.
See, I don't know about that one. That's been the one thing that I've been like, he might come out. Like, if he – my conspiracy theory is that if the Saints have the number one overall pick, if he
they're still
the Heisman,
taking Arch Manning.
If
Manning comes out.
If he
might not be coming out. He better get better.
I would say, if he wins the Heisman, they win a natty this year, and the Saints have the number one overall pick.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Arch.
Oh, okay. Keep going. Yeah.
Never mind then.
Yeah. No, if Arch, like I said, you got to – Arch is look, Arch is going to get better. There's nobody who watched college football, there's nobody who is a college football fan does not think that was the Arch Manning that we saw yesterday and we're going to see for the next 11 games, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Arch will get better. But sorry, I thought we branched off to Arch. I didn't realize you were still talking about Garrett Nussmeier there. But no, Garrett also could end up being a number one overall pick.
Yeah. His dad is the OC of the New Orleans Saints.
I think he did a really, really smart thing because he could have came out last year and he decided to come back. I think that was a really good decision for him. Him and Drew Aller kind of made that same choice. So we'll see if it pays off.
Yeah, we got a lot of ways to go. Long ways to go still in college football, but it's been a great week one so far, and it's not over. It's not over. I'm looking forward to seeing what Carson Beck does tonight. I really am. Because I was a Carson Beck fan. I mean, this time last year, the Heisman, you know, hype of Carson Beck was alive and well. So we'll see what he does tonight. We'll talk some more college football when we come back. Then we'll open up the phone lines. Later in the show, we're going to talk some Braves. We'll talk a little bit of Atlanta United again, and we'll keep this thing going. 404-726-0929. That'll be the number to join the conversation coming up soon. As you're enjoying ourselves today on this Labor Day weekend, this is Time Out with Eric Slaughter on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The game. Don't believe it. Alabama. Texas. Clemson. And the list goes on and on. I really hope Notre Dame don't join that list tonight because they've been hyped up a lot this, you know, offseason as well. I like Jeremiah Love. You know, I mean, like I said, I'm looking at this report talking about, oh, here are your Heisman hopefuls after week one. I'm like, hold on. Week one is not over, okay? As a matter of fact, in 37 minutes, Lenore Sellers is going to start his season. And he's going to say, hey, guys, remember me? 2 weeks ago, I was going to be the next number one pick in the draft. 2 weeks ago, I was a Heisman top candidate. I hadn't even played yet, y'all. Like, I'm done already. So, no, it's a lot of teams out there that still have a lot of time. And believe it or not, I think if Georgia continues to look like they did yesterday, now, yes, I mean, Marshall is a decent team, not a great team. They're truly an FBS team now. They're no longer a, you know, FCS or Division I, AA, whatever you call it. They play with the big boys every single week. But they big boys running the SEC and ACC and the Big Ten. They came into Athens and, you know, they got there. They got what they expected. That's what I think. You know, they probably were hoping to maybe keep the game within 20, 25, and they looked up, took a blink, and they were down 45 to nothing and finally got a score in the fourth quarter. So Georgia made a statement. Who's going to be the new number one team in the country? Now, should Penn State, who's number two, who put up 46 points, have Drew Aller, have a team full of NFL prospects, say, look, we were number two. We handled our business. We deserve to be number one. Or should Ohio State, who last time I checked were the defending national champs, who took down the number one team in the country, which probably was overrated, came in ranked number three, they have a claim to say, hey, we should be the number one team in the country.
Ohio State should be number one. At Penn State, you have, and sorry to Mike Conti, I know you're listening somewhere.
Oh, boss.
But no, Penn State has no claim to the number one spot. You don't get...
When you're number
you
two,
you don't get cookies for beating
one
Nevada.
Goes down,
yes,
and
but
you
when,
had a very impressive show.
But when number one
points.
Goes down to number three, and all you did this week was beat up on Nevada, congrats.
The Wolfpack are a good team, sir.
Okay.
Oh, I thought the basketball. We're talking about football.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
we're talking
you.
About football.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
I'm sorry. Then they do have a decent basketball program. Okay,
yes,
no,
yeah,
we're
good
about
basketball
football.
Program
yeah.
over there.
Okay,
in Nevada.
Yeah.
But yeah, to me, Ohio State, their win over the number one gives them a better case.
Okay, well, we'll see what the voters think come Tuesday at about 12 noon. Now, the good part about it is more games we played. You know, there's a lot of people out there that say rankings shouldn't even be put out until after the first month of the season. Now, a lot of people lose jobs. You know, there's a
yeah,
lot of writers.
How am I going to get this content off, man?
Yeah, there are a lot of writers that spend a lot of time coming up with storylines in the months of April, May, June, and July.
You just killed list season. This is what you did. You just killed list season.
Yeah, so no, I mean, two of your top four teams. Two of your top four teams and three of your top ten. Say it again, public enemy, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. One goes down, four goes down, eight goes down. Number six, Notre Dame. Got a tough battle tonight. I mean, I would love to go into the record books. After let's wait until all the games are over. Still got today, still got tomorrow. And go back to see how many times have or has there ever been an opening weekend where four or five of your top ten teams all lose? Because it still can happen. Miami, so tonight is six versus ten tonight? What is Miami? Let's take a look real quick. So, and you'll hear that game here on Sports Radio Night Tonight game. That's right. So it's 6 versus 10 tonight. So that means another top 10 team, because one of them has to lose, another top 10 team is definitely going down tonight. I would think that, let's see, is Notre Dame a betting favorite in this game going into Miami? Right now, and I'm pretty sure are they playing this game at Hard Rock Stadium or wherever Miami plays their game?
It's at Hard Rock Stadium.
It's at Hard Rock Stadium, mm-hmm. Great. You know, because Miami's had like four different home stadiums in their career.
And Notre Dame is a 2.5-point favorite.
So Notre Dame, yep, I'm looking at it here on ESPN Bet. Notre Dame is a 2.5-point favorite going into Miami. Actually, I think that That might be a little disrespect to Notre Dame. Notre Dame was in the national championship game last year. Notre Dame does have one of the best young coaches in all of college football. And Miami is trying to rejuvenate and revitalize the career of Carson Beck. Now, once again, I was a huge Carson Beck fan while he was at Georgia. I was very disappointed how his year went at Georgia last year. He got injured, didn't live up to his hype, didn't go on to be a top draft pick, had to find a new college home. Now, he's not going to be going hungry anytime soon. He's not worried about how he's going to pay whatever a 20-year, I mean, what, he got a Lamborghini? He ain't worried about how he's paying that car insurance. And I'm sure living in Miami, driving a Lamborghini, and he's probably got a few other luxury items, his insurance bill is pretty high. He ain't worried about how he's paying it because he's going to be okay. But I do believe he's going to be motivated to come out tonight and show the national audience that the projections for his career while he was at the University of Georgia were not overrated, were not something of a misconception. So I think tonight's game is going to be absolutely wonderful. It'll be 7:30. You'll hear that game right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game as we give you continued coverage of the opening weekend of college football. We'll be back tomorrow after our Labor Day shows, and we'll give you North Carolina and TCU. So it's been a big weekend here on 929 The Game of college football coverage. Started on Thursday with Cincinnati, Nebraska. And speaking of Cincinnati, I was reading an article today. I did not realize that Desmond Ridder got cut by the Cincinnati Bengals. The University of Cincinnati kid. The University of Cincinnati kid is looking for a job. I didn't know. I didn't check to see if he made the practice squad or not. But the University of Cincinnati kid who once took Cincinnati to the college football playoffs, whose old, his old offensive coordinator is on the Cincinnati Bengals staff, he couldn't make the team as a backup. Poor fella. I mean, one time this town actually thought Desmond Ridder could be the new future of the Atlanta Falcons.
Some people thought he could be a starter.
Some people, we gave that man every benefit of the doubt.
Don't say we.
This town.
We gave
that man every benefit of the doubt. We were fully behind Desmond Ridder once upon a time in this town. You know, true as it is, we were. We hoped that he was successful. We hoped that he could have carried this team to future bright highs. Didn't happen. Now this man not even in the NFL. No longer with the Cardinals, no longer with the Bengals. I don't know. I'll look, see if anybody gave him a pickup on waivers. But the Bengals did let the University of Cincinnati kid go. Too bad. Try again next time. Taylor Heineke got cut too. So in 2023, the first and second string quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons were Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke. And now they are both, 2 years later, trying to find jobs on somebody's something. Now, the good part about the NFL, quarterbacks go down a lot.
That is true.
I will bet Taylor Heineke gets a call before Desmond Ridder does.
Yeah.
At least Taylor Heineke has about 20 or 30 games.
Taylor
started.
Heineke at least has a proven track record of being
of
a
backup and
decent
a
backup.
Spot starter
yes.
in his league. But yes. they both were let go by their respective clubs. Heineke, I think, was with the Rams or somebody and did not make it. But
wow, he got beat out by Stetson Bennett.
Stetson Bennett made the squad. Stetson Bennett, the Los Angeles Rams have two former Georgia Bulldogs. Of course, they are going to ride and die with Matthew Stafford, and Matthew Stafford is definitely coming towards the end of his career. He's got a bad back. He's in his mid-30s. He's got one ring. This is probably the end of the road for Matthew Stafford. He's going to try to go out with one last kaboom and bang. And Stetson Bennett, the Rams kept three quarterbacks. They kept Matthew Stafford. I'm pretty sure they kept porn star Jimmy. And they kept Stetson Bennett. I don't know if they named Bennett the backup or if they named pretty boy Jimmy Garoppolo the backup, but that'll be determined. I'm probably, going into each week. But, yes, Stetson Bennett, congratulations. He's 27 years old. He's been through some trials and tribulations. Seems like he's matured a little bit. He has some really good, I mean, it's preseason. But, I mean, I read a report that he had like a 70% completion percentage in the preseason, didn't throw any interceptions, led the Rams to like two out of the three wins or two wins in the three games and looked really good. And Coach Sean McVay was very, very, you know, praising of his performances in the preseason. And they rewarded him by giving him a roster spot, a roster spot on the 53-man roster, Stetson Bennett did. So congratulations to him. He will always be a legend in the state of Georgia. Stetson Bennett ain't going to buy a meal or a drink in any restaurant and bar in the state of Georgia for a long time, okay, especially in Athens. Definitely, if anybody gets a I'm assuming, does Georgia – is there a Ring of Honor at Sanford Stadium? I don't even know. I've only been to Sanford Stadium once. I don't recall
I don't know. Ring of Honor. I've never been.
But if there's – I mean, if there's going to be one someday, Stetson Bennett will be in it. Him, Herschel Walker, and Hines Ward. That'll be the first three inductions. I don't know. But that – congratulations for Stetson Bennett and poor things for Desmond Ridder. All right, we're going to talk some Braves when we come back. The Braves – Chris Sale looked really good last night, but they go down in extra innings. We'll dissect that when we come back here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. 404-726-0929. We'll take a timeout. And if you haven't done it, make sure you download the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I told you that coming back from injury, Chris Sale would pitch 6 innings, only allow 3 hits, give up 1 earned run, and strike out 9 batters. Your response to me would be probably, well, how bad or how good, what was the score of the Braves' victory, right? I mean, think about that stat line. 6 innings pitched, 3 hits allowed, 1 earned run, 9 strikeouts. That's a quality start all day, every day. He left the game in a 1-1 tie. Braves took the lead when they went into the extra innings, 1-1. Braves took the lead in the top of the 10th, 2-1. Rossy Iglesias had a really good 9th inning. They turned it over to Dylan Dodd and another member from the bullpen in the 10th, and they could not hold a 1-run lead as the Phillies win 3-2 in 10 innings. It's just been a tough weekend for the Braves. The Braves were on fire. Braves were kicking butt and taking names. Braves had won like 10 out of 14 or something ridiculous like that. And then they got off the plane in Philadelphia. And all things have changed since then. At 5 o'clock, my Braves insider, Lindsey Crosby, is going to join me. We'll talk about tonight's game because the Braves are the Sunday night game of the week. And hopefully they can salvage at least one win while up there in Philly. Hurston Waldrop will be on the bump. And he's been playing outstanding. I mean, he's been pitching outstanding for the last month. He's undefeated in the month of August, 4-0. Can he end the month with another win and get the Braves something going? Now, the problem line is this. He can have the same type stat line that Chris Sale had yesterday. Go 6-7 innings. Give up 2-3 hits. No more than 1-2 runs. If the Braves can't get something going offensively, we'll lose another 1-run game. I mean, what was it back in May and June, or actually early April and May, where the Braves were losing by 1 run like every single day of the week? We were finding ways to lose games by 1 run by walking in the winning run and having wild pitches for the living run, the winning run. I mean, you found a way to lose by 1 run. The Braves did it for like a month straight. But we're back to it again. I mean, at least that's better. I mean, we've lost the last 2. By 1 run. So we lost on Saturday by 1 run, 3-2. We lost on Friday by 1 run, 2-1. What's better, losing, getting your butt kicked 19-4 or losing these 1-run games? I mean, at least when you lose like that, 19-4, you know it's over before, you know, you ain't got to worry about, you can get out of the ballpark early and be like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, usually,
I ain't got to stay to the end and get my heart broken.
It's easier to flush out a blowout because you can kind of just be like, man, we were just off.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't go our way. Whatever.
But you get into these 1-run games, you're losing, you know, heartbreaking style. You're leaving runners on base. You're committing throwing errors, and it just, you know, just leaves a sour taste in your mouth. But to waste such a great start by your starting pitching now, the bottom line is this, and Dom, you and I talked about this yesterday, I want to see Chris Sale pitching for the last month of the season. I want to see him looking like he looked yesterday. I mean, this man was on a 60-day injury list. Came back after not pitching for 2 months and looked like he had not missed a step. Looked like he was in prime form, like he was old Cy Sale again. So if this is what we're going to get from him throughout the last month of the year, I'm all for it. Sign me up. If Hurston Waldrop continues to pitch well for the last month of the year and our Braves go into the last week saying, man, if we could have had this all year long, we would have a different story, and we'll all feel better about what 2026 could be if these are the things that we're seeing out of the Braves over these last 26 games. Then the good thing for the Braves is we'll have a whole lot of things to concentrate on from the Falcons and the Dogs and Georgia Tech and Atlanta and the Atlanta Dream. Hey, don't sleep on Atlanta Dream. They have qualified for the WNBA playoffs. They got a big game at home tomorrow with the Connecticut Sun. And Atlanta Dream are going to be playing for maybe a WNBA championship here in a couple weeks. So the Braves can be the third or fourth story on our rundown. And even if they're winning or losing, as long as they're playing well, we'll be like, yep, the Braves played last night. The countdown is down to the end of the year, and we'll talk about them for a couple minutes and go right back to football. So that's the best thing for the Braves right now, because the Phillies are just – Phillies are wild. Phillies are 79-57. They are running away with the East right now. The Phillies probably are a true World Series contender. The Dodgers, who were the best team in baseball for the early part of the year, have definitely come back to the pack. In the National League, so the Phillies are 79-57. Dodgers are 77-59. And then how can I forget the Milwaukee Brewers? The Milwaukee Brewers still just continue to be the best team in all of baseball. They now have 85 wins on the season and are by far the best team in baseball. So both the Phillies and the Detroit Tigers have 79 wins, so we're the second most wins in major leagues. And the Milwaukee Brewers, who are just killing teams. The Milwaukee Brewers have outscored their opponents this year. They have a run differential of plus 167. 167. The next best team, the New York Yankees, and let's see, the Chicago Cubs are sitting at 135, plus 135, and plus 118. The Milwaukee Brewers are outscoring or outhitting and scoring more runs by, let's see, they almost have doubled the runs. They've almost scored twice as many runs as they've given up in baseball. That's absolutely crazy. They've outscored their opponents by 167 runs. They've scored over 700, and they've allowed just under, well, right about 500. So almost 1.5 to 1. Walker Brewers are really, really, really playing well. So the Braves, let's see. The Braves will get their last game against Philly tonight. They'll finish out this road trip, and then they will be headed back to Atlanta. Their next home games, as they continue to play National League teams. Now, they leave Philly and go to Chicago. They go visit the Cubs for three, and the Cubs are a playoff contending team, so that may not be a great series. So they'll play tomorrow. They have an early game tomorrow on Labor Day. They'll play at 4 o'clock. So after playing the nightcap tonight, the ESPN Sunday night game of the week at 7, they'll get on a plane, have to fly straight to Chicago. They'll lose an hour because Chicago's in the central time zone, and they'll be at the park by noon tomorrow because they have a 4 o'clock game tomorrow in Chicago. They'll play 3 in Chicago, 4 o'clock on Monday, 7:40 and 7:40 both on Tuesday and Wednesday. They'll get Thursday off, and then they will return to Truist Park for Seattle over the weekend, followed by the Cubs. So you'll see the Cubs 6 of your next 9 games. The Cubs, a team that I just said, are outscoring their opponents. So the struggles for the Braves may continue. Let's look at the National League Central standings. So the Cubs right now, no one's going to catch the Brewers. So they're sitting in second place in the National League Central. Pretty sure that at 78-58, the Cubs are 20 games over 500. Definitely in contention for a wild card. Let's see, if the playoffs started today, the Cubs are actually the number one wild card team in the National League. So after playing the first place Philadelphia Phillies for 4 straight, hopefully to get 1 win out of 4, you'll play 6 of your next 9 against the wild card leading Chicago Cubs, a team that's 20 games over 500. And of course, our old friend Dansby Swanson, who's having a pretty good year for them, will be leading the way. If our bats do not wake up, where was the bats that were scoring 12 runs against the Marlins? Where were the bats? I think they had 2 back-to-back games where they had 10 runs or more in that Marlins series. We need to get back to that quick, fast, and a hurry. Now, Seattle, the team that will play in between the 2 Cubs series, they are currently looking at the standings in the American League. The Seattle Mariners are in second place in the West. So, wow. Okay, who? This Braves schedule. I can't wait to talk to Lindsay now as well. He'll join me at 5 o'clock. So this Braves schedule, Dom, listen to this. I did not realize that the Mariners are 72-64, second place in the American League West. The Houston Astros, 75-61, are leading the American League West. Well, these are the Braves' next five series. Cubs, Mariners, Cubs again, then the Astros. So after playing the first-place Phillies, you'll play the wild-card leading Cubs twice. You'll play a wild-card contending second-place Mariners at home. And then you get the first-place Houston Astros. So including this Philly series, which you're finishing up, Phillies, Cubs, Mariners, Cubs, Astros. Doesn't get any easier for our Braves. These last 24 games, or 26 games, whatever it is that the Braves have in this schedule, could be a little rough. Then we'll finish out the year pretty much all against National League East opponents. We will see the Nationals again. Oh, thankfully for that. We will see the Phillies one more time. Have we had enough of them? Also finishing out the month of September, we get another first-place team. We go to Detroit. So first-place team with a brief four-game stretch against the Nationals in between, and then we'll finish out the year with the Nationals again and the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are not very good. So we get a kind of a very good, very bad scenario for the month of September. We see all the first-place teams and the wild-card leaders, Detroit Tigers, Chicago Cubs, Seattle Mariners, Houston Astros, either in first place or leading the wild card, and then we get seven games against the Nationals to kind of lick our wounds. We'll see how they finish. If Chris Sale and Hurston Waldrop can continue to pitch well, maybe we'll at least get some type of wins against these first place and wild card teams. I don't know, though. It's going to be a tough stretch for our Braves.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get with this team.
Three games. So 3, 6, 9, 12. So after finishing tonight, if you include the four games with the Phillies, 16 straight games against first place or wild card leading teams. 16 straight. And we are not currently swinging the bats very well. It could be a rough September for our Braves. But since we already know that we're done, since we already know that we ain't got to watch scoreboards, we're not looking at standings, I guess this is, you know, if this is how it's got to go, it says here they've actually got some pitching matchups for the next 8-9 games. So we'll see Waldrop tonight. Spencer Strider will be on the bump tomorrow for the first game in Chicago. Then we'll get Quantrill again, and he's just been giving up lots of runs. Bryce Elder come back, then Sale, Waldrop, Elder again. So we've got some arms, some decent arms that are pitching. I'm not sure how Bryce Elder has been pitching over the past several starts. I'll ask Lindsay about that when he joins me at 5. But this gaunting schedule over September is definitely going to be some type of things to look at and watch. And we'll actually get some previews of 2026. If we can contend, if we can play well with these teams, these wild card and playoff teams, that's a good sign. That's a really good sign. So we'll definitely be paying attention to what the Braves are doing over this last month. The month of September is here. We'll have call-ups from the minor leagues, and we'll have some really, really good competition to finish the year. So that wraps it up. We're going to take a little break, take a little time out. We'll come back. We'll open up these phone lines. I want to hear from my college football fans. What did they see in these first games? Were they impressed with both the Dogs and the Yellow Jackets? Were they surprised what we saw out of Alabama and Texas and Clemson? And what do we think will happen for our Dogs as they get ready to take on Austin Peay and then go to Tennessee in 2 weeks? So Sports Radio 929 The Game, 404-726-0929. We'll be right back talking to you about college football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.